Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Seven Winning Conflict Resolution Techniques by Gerard Shaw is a practical self-development guide focused on resolving everyday conflict through nonviolent communication, emotional regulation, and clearer interpersonal behavior. Positioned at the intersection of communication advice and conflict management, it addresses situations in the workplace, marriage, family life, friendships, and other close relationships where tension can quickly escalate. The book argues that conflict is unavoidable and that avoiding it usually does not remove the underlying problem. Instead, Shaw presents conflict as something that can be handled constructively when readers learn to manage their reactions, listen more carefully, and respond with intention rather than impulse. Drawing on well-known conflict resolution ideas such as cooperative problem solving, the book aims to help readers turn difficult exchanges into opportunities for better understanding, personal growth, and stronger relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, conflict as a normal social reality, not a problem to be avoided. A central idea in the book is that conflict is not an exceptional failure of relationships, but a routine part of human interaction. Shaw frames disputes as inevitable in daily life, whether they happen at work, at home, or in close personal relationships. This matters because many people respond to conflict with avoidance, suppression, or emotional shutdown, assuming that silence will preserve peace. The book challenges that assumption by showing that unresolved tension usually stays active beneath the surface and often creates additional damage. In this sense, the first lesson is conceptual. Readers are asked to stop treating conflict as proof that something is wrong with them and instead see it as a normal event that requires skill. That shift is important because it reduces shame and defensiveness. Once conflict is understood as manageable rather than catastrophic, readers are better positioned to use deliberate communication strategies instead of reacting from fear or frustration. Secondly, managing emotions before they distort the conversation. The book places strong emphasis on emotional self-control, since heated reactions are often what turn a solvable disagreement into a lasting rupture. Shaw repeatedly points to the need to control impulses, stay calm, and avoid saying things that create unnecessary harm. This is not presented as emotional suppression, but as the ability to notice rising tension and prevent it from taking over the exchange. The practical value of this approach is that it protects both the relationship and the speaker's own judgment. When people are angry, they tend to misread tone, overstate their case, or respond to one trigger with another, which narrows the possibility of resolution. The book therefore treats emotional awareness as a core conflict skill, not a secondary one. Readers are encouraged to slow down, reflect on their state of mind, and interrupt automatic patterns before they become destructive. That focus links conflict resolution to emotional intelligence, showing that effective communication depends as much on self-regulation as on the words used in the conversation. Thirdly, nonviolent communication through tone, listening, and verbal discipline. Shaw's framework emphasizes that how something is said can matter as much as what is said. The book highlights tone, language, and overall manner of speaking as major factors in whether a conversation moves toward understanding or escalates into hostility. This includes avoiding rude or accusatory wording, paying attention to nonverbal signals, and communicating in a way that does not provoke unnecessary defensiveness. The underlying logic is that conflict is often prolonged, not because the issue is impossible, but because the conversation itself becomes an additional source of injury. By promoting verbal discipline, the book encourages readers to separate the problem from the person and to communicate more carefully under pressure. This approach is closely aligned with broader nonviolent communication principles, where empathy and clarity replace blame. The result is a method that is useful in practical situations because it reduces the chance that a disagreement will turn into a personal attack. Shaw's focus on conversation style makes the book less about abstract theory and more about immediate behavioral changes readers can apply in real exchanges. Fourthly, using open-minded reframing to uncover the real issue. Another distinctive part of the book is its insistence that conflict should be examined rather than merely endured. Shaw presents open-mindedness as a technique for reframing negative assumptions and identifying the root of the disagreement. This is important because many conflicts appear larger than they are when people focus only on surface frustration or on who is right. By encouraging readers to look beneath the visible argument, the book promotes a more analytical response to tension. Reframing also changes the emotional meaning of conflict instead of seeing it only as confrontation. Readers are invited to treat it as a chance for relational improvement or personal development. That does not mean conflict is pleasant, but it does mean it can be productive when interpreted correctly. The value of this topic lies in its combination of mindset and method. A more open frame makes it easier to ask useful questions, reduce assumptions, and identify whether the issue is about misunderstanding, unmet needs, or deeper relational patterns. In that way, the book turns perspective into a practical tool for resolution. Lastly, conflict resolution as a transferable skill for work, marriage, and everyday relationships. The book is not limited to one setting, and that broad applicability is one of its defining features. Shaw presents the same core skills as useful in professional settings, marriages, friendships, and family interactions, suggesting that conflict has shared dynamics even when the context changes. This makes the book especially practical for readers who want strategies that travel across different parts of life rather than isolated advice for one type of relationship. The emphasis on workplace and domestic conflict also reflects an understanding that the most stressful disagreements are often those involving ongoing contact and emotional stakes. In those cases, the goal is not merely to win an argument, but to preserve cooperation and dignity. The book therefore links communication skill with long-term relationship quality, showing that better conflict handling can improve trust, reduce resentment, and support healthier interaction over time. By treating conflict resolution as a life skill rather than a specialized professional technique, the book broadens its relevance and explains why the same principles can matter in many ordinary but difficult conversations. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for readers who want a straightforward, practice-oriented introduction to conflict resolution without heavy academic framing. It is a good fit for people who avoid confrontation, struggle with emotional reactivity, or want to improve communication in workplaces, marriages, family relationships, and other recurring interactions. The main benefit is that it presents conflict management as a learnable set of habits, staying calm, controlling impulsive reactions, listening more carefully, and reframing disagreements before they escalate. Readers looking for immediate behavioral guidance are likely to find it more useful than books that stay at the level of theory. What distinguishes this title from many similar self-help or communication books is its narrow and concrete focus on nonviolent conflict handling across multiple everyday settings. Rather than treating conflict as an abstract leadership topic, it connects emotional self-regulation, verbal discipline, and open-minded reframing to situations most readers will recognize. It also leans toward accessibility and brevity, which makes it easier to absorb and apply quickly. For anyone who wants a compact guide to reducing friction without becoming passive, this book offers a practical starting point. If you would like to support Gerard Shaw, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.